Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to The Discipline Switch, your daily dose of motivation and real talk about leveling up your life. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let's be honest, life can get pretty hectic, right? Between work, relationships, deadlines, and trying to remember what day it is, sometimes self-care gets pushed way down the priority list. But guess what? It shouldn't. Think of self-care like that oil change for your mental and emotional engine. You wouldn't put off changing your car's oil, would you? Because neglecting it leads to a whole lot of trouble down the road. Same goes for taking care of yourself. You deserve to feel good, energized, and ready to tackle whatever life throws your way. So today we're diving into the world of self-care routines, not just those spa days, though those are fantastic, but about creating a sustainable system that works for YOU. We'll unpack 5 key takeaways to help you craft a routine that actually sticks and leaves you feeling more refreshed and empowered than ever. First up, ditch the guilt trip. Ever feel like self-care is selfish? I hear you. But here's the truth. Taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Think about it. When you're feeling depleted, stressed, or burnt out, how well do you show up for your loved ones, your work, or even just yourself? By prioritizing self-care, you actually become more effective and present in every area of your life. So, let go of the guilt and embrace the power of taking care of yourself. Next, get specific. Instead of saying, "I need to do more self-care," brainstorm activities that genuinely bring you joy and recharge you. Do you crave nature walks, a good book, or maybe some creative expression? Maybe it's learning a new skill or simply indulging in a hot bath with a good podcast, like this one, Wink. Third, start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Pick one or two small self-care rituals that fit seamlessly into your daily routine. Maybe it's 5 minutes of meditation each morning, taking a short walk during your lunch break, or swapping screen time for a relaxing hobby before bed. Remember, consistency trumps intensity. Now, schedule it in. Treat your self-care like any important appointment. Block it off in your calendar and make it non-negotiable. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, right? Well, prioritize your well-being just as much. And finally, be kind to yourself. Self-care isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Some days you'll rock your routine, and some days life will throw curveballs. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a day or two. Just pick yourself back up and keep going. You deserve to feel good, both physically and mentally. Picture this. It's Monday morning. You're facing a mountain of emails. That looming deadline feels like a ticking time bomb, and your brain is already buzzing with to-dos. But before you dive headfirst into the chaos, remember those 5 self-care tips we just talked about. Take a deep breath, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and spend 5 minutes doing something that truly nourishes you, whether it's a quick meditation session, stretching your body, or simply gazing out the window and appreciating the fresh air. You know what happens next? You feel more centered, focused, and ready to tackle those emails with a renewed sense of clarity and energy. Boom! That's the power of self-care. It doesn't just make you feel good, it actually helps you perform better in all aspects of your life. So, let's recap. We talked about ditching the guilt trip, getting specific with our self-care activities, starting small and scheduling them in, like important appointments, and most importantly, being kind to ourselves along the way. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury. It's an investment in your well-being. It's time to prioritize yourself and unlock your full potential. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care rituals? Share them with me on social media using the hashtag #DisciplineSwitchSelfCare. Let's inspire each other and create a community that celebrates well-being. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.